A member of the Washington State National Guard is on trial on charges of attempting to aid al-Qaeda. Prosecutors at Fort Lewis, Washington, say they have videotape evidence and a star witness. The defense says the accused is mentally unstable and a victim of entrapment. Austin Jenkins has the story.
Specialist Ryan G. Anderson is 27 years old, a tank crew member, and a Muslim convert who also goes by the name Amir Abdul Rashid. On day one of his court-martial, Anderson wore a dress-green army uniform and wire-rimmed glasses. In opening statements, lead prosecutor Major Melvin Jenks said, quote, "This is a case about betrayal." He went on to outline the charges against Specialist Anderson, 5 counts of attempting to aid the enemy by providing information such as weapons systems vulnerabilities and methods of killing U.S. soldiers. The prosecution has a star witness, an amateur counterterrorist operative who surfs the internet looking for potential threats. Last fall, she found a posting by Specialist Anderson on an extremist Muslim website and, posing as an al-Qaeda recruiter, began an email correspondence. She then handed the case off to federal investigators. The prosecution also has a key piece of evidence, a videotape of a meeting between Specialist Anderson and Army intelligence officers posing as al-Qaeda members. But Michael Noon, a former military lawyer and now law professor at Catholic University in Washington, D.C., says the prosecution still must prove Anderson had criminal intent.
They have to show, if you will, that he had mentally decided that he was going to violate the rules by disclosing this information to people who weren't authorized.
In its opening statement, the defense said Specialist Anderson lacked both motive and intent to commit treason. Instead, lead defense attorney Major Joseph Morse said Anderson suffers from a mental disorder and lives in a cloak-and-dagger fantasy world. Morse didn't indicate whether he'd launch a full-blown insanity defense, but Eugene Fidel, a former military prosecutor who now represents military defendants, says insanity is a difficult defense to mount.
Military justice recognizes an insanity defense, but that doesn't mean that simply asserting that the individual has some psychological impedimenta is going to produce an acquittal.
In addition, the defense suggests Anderson was entrapped, lured by government agents who started text messaging him via cell phone. Again, Eugene Fidel.
An entrapment defense comes to mind many times in criminal cases, both civilian and military. And I don't know what the statistics are, but I would say it's a relatively small fraction of cases in which entrapment is asserted that the defendant prevails on that theory. It's a hard defense to make.
Anderson was arrested in February just as his unit was about to deploy to Iraq. He's been held in an army jail ever since. The case is being heard by a jury of 9 officers. In the military justice system, it takes a 2/3 vote to convict. If found guilty, Anderson could face a maximum sentence of life without parole in a military prison. For NPR News, I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia, Washington.